弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters。
感谢主，我们可以再一次一起来寻求他旨意的机会。
Thanks the Lord for giving us another chance to seek His will。
首先要先跟翻译的姊妹道歉一下。
He wants to apologize to me。
因为这个我没有给他有准备的机会。
Because he didn't give me the chance to prepare。
因为我是一直到今天早上才知道要怎么讲。
Because I only know what to say this morning。
所以，请为讲的也为翻译的祷告。
Please pray for the one who speaks and the one who translates。
这只有主知道怎么讲，我们自己是讲不来的。
Only the Lord know what to say, not from us, but from Him。
我们先有个祷告。
And let's have more prayer。
主，我们赞美感谢归给你。
Lord, we give thanks and praise to you.
你所赐的救恩是浩大的。
Such a great salvation you have given us.
你要在我们身上所做的工作是荣耀的。
The glorious work you've done on us.
你给我们的托付是我们眼睛未曾看过，耳朵未曾听过，人心也未曾想过的。
The work that you gave to us is something that we have never imagined or seen.
我们赞美感谢归给你。
We praise and thanks you.
愿你照着你创造的旨意，照着你救赎的旨意，成就在我们这些软弱人身上。
According to your creation and the salvation that you can establish it on us.
成就在你的教会里面。
To establish in the church.
带我们进入你所要我们进入的。
And bring us into the place that you want us to go in.
愿你已经成就的得胜，成为众圣徒和你教会的得胜。
The glorious that you already achieved can become the saint that can achieve the saint.
我们赞美你。
We praise you.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
我们谢谢你给我们一同在你话语上交通的机会。
We thank you for giving us this fellowship.
我们讲的、翻译的、听的都等候在你的面前。
The one who speak, translate, and hear is await before you.
我们求你亲自供应我们。
And please provide to us.
因为我们只有从你那里得着话语，我们才能够有效地得着建立。
Because only if we receive the word from you that we can build up ourselves.
求你堵住一切的破口。
And please fill in all the loopholes.
求你赐给敞开的天。
And open the heaven.
求你从宝座把你的话倾倒下来。
And pour down your own word.
让我们讲的、翻译的、听的、所得着的都是第一手的话。
So that the one who speak, translate, and hear receive the first-hand word from you.
再一次把颂赞荣耀归给你。
And we give thanks and praise to you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 好，我们读几处的圣经。
Let's read a few scriptures.
首先读哥林多后书第四章第五节。
Second Corinthians chapter 4 verse 5.
哥林多后书第四章第五节。
Chapter 4 verse 5.
我们原不是传自己，乃是传基督耶稣为主，并且自己因耶稣做你们的仆人。
For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Christ Jesus' sake.
再看哥林多后书第三章第五、第六节。
Second Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5 and 6.
并不是我们凭自己能承担什么事，我们所能承担的乃是出于神。
Not that we are competent in ourselves to claim anything for ourselves, but our competence comes from God.
他叫我们能承担这新约的职事，不是凭着字句，乃是凭着经意，因为那字句是叫人死，经意是叫人活。
He has made us competent as ministers of new covenant, not of the letter, but of the spirit. For the letter kills, but the spirit gives life.
再请看《使徒行传》第二章。
Book of Acts, chapter 2.
32到36节。
32 and 33.
这耶稣神已经叫他复活了，我们都为这事做见证。
God has raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witness of the fact.
他既被神的右手高举，又从父受了所应许的圣灵，就把你们所看见、所听见的浇灌下来。
exalted to the right hand of God, he has received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit and has poured out what you now see and hear.
大卫并没有升到天上，但自己说，主对我主说，你坐在我的右边。
For David did not ascend to heaven, and yet he said, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand.
等我使你仇敌坐你的脚凳。
Until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet.
故此，以色列全家当确实的知道，你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主为基督了。
Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ.
34节的后面到35节说，主对我主说，你坐在我的右边，等我使你仇敌坐你的脚凳。
Verse 34 and 35 says, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet.
这一段圣经在新约出现七次。
This verse came 7 times in the New Testament.
三次在福音书。
Three times in the Gospel books.
一次在使徒行传。
And one time in the Book of Acts.
一次在哥林多前书十五章。
One time in the First Corinthians chapter 15.
两次在希伯来书，一个在第一章，一个在第十章。
Two times in the Book of Hebrews.
所以这里告诉我们说，传基督耶稣为主。有一个重要的结果，就是使神的仇敌或者主的仇敌成为他的脚凳。
So the important message of this is to tell us that spreading the gospel will make the enemies as the footstool of your feet.
这是主已经成就的事。
This is something already done by the Lord.
这是教会要彰显的事。
And this is what the church has to manifest.
这是我们一同面对的事。
This is something we have to face together.
这是没有人可以逃避的事。
It's not something we can avoid.
你即使不想要
Even though you don't like it,
因为主在等这件事
But the Lord is waiting for this fact.
所以它是重要的事
So it is the important fact.
我们再看、第三章使徒行第三章第二十节
Book of Acts chapter 3、
三章二十二十一节
Verse 21
主必差遣所预定的预定给你们的基督耶稣降临
And that he may send the Christ who has been appointed for you, even Jesus.
天必留他，等到万物复兴的时候，就是神从创世以来，借着圣先知的口所说的。
He must remain in heaven until the time comes for God to restore everything, as he promised long ago through his holy prophet.
这二十一节讲说，天必留主耶稣，直到万物。恢复的时候，复兴就是恢复的时候。
Verse 21 says, He must remain in heaven until the time comes for God to restore everything.
所以恢复，我们先不要看别的，先看我们身上，在蒙恩得救之后，主在我们身上有没有恢复神旨意创造的那个实际。
When we are talking about restore everything, we should not be looking at anything else but ourselves. After we are saved, are we being restored?
所以这是一件重大的事情。
It's the important task.
那如果我们先恢复好了
，So if we are restored first，
我们有可能与他一同坐王。
Then we may be sit on the throne together with him。
我们没有恢复好
，If we are not restored properly，
但是主所要恢复的圣徒，那些已经恢复好了。
But the other saint has been restored properly。
主还是再来。
And Lord can continue to wait。
但是我们没有恢复好的。还要继续被恢复一千年。
But the one who are not restored properly will have to be continue to work for the another thousand years.
所以这也是一个重要的事情。
And this is another important task.
所以我们不要只看我们以外的方面。
Do not just look outside of ourselves.
这个是跟我们密切相关的事情。
It's closely related to our own self.
好，再看启示录第十二章。第九节
Book of Revelation chapter 12 verse 9
九到十二节、九到十一节就好 OK、大龙就是那古蛇名叫魔鬼又叫撒旦是迷惑普天下的他被摔在地上他的使者也一同被摔下去
The great dragon was hurled down that ancient serpent called the devil or Satan who led the whole world astray. He was hurled to the earth and his angels with him.
我听见在天上有大声音说，我神的救恩能力国度并他基督的权柄现在都来到了，因为那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的已经被摔下去了。
Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, Now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser of our brothers who accuses them before our God day and night has been hurled down.
弟兄胜过他是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道，他们虽至于死也不爱惜性命。
They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their life so much as to shrink from death.
刚才我们讲神的仇敌就是古蛇、魔鬼、撒旦，大龙、古蛇、魔鬼、撒旦。
The enemy of God is the great dragon, ancient serpent, devil, and Satan.
它是同一个。
It's the same.
但是这里有三组不同的形容。
But it has three different descriptions.
一个是大龙跟古蛇一组。
One is the great dragon, and the other one is ancient serpent.
那古蛇是在人被造之后引诱夏娃堕落的。
The ancient serpent is the one who deceived the man after man was created.
大龙呢，你在启示录里面你就不断的看见。
And the great dragon was mentioned in the book of Revelations continuously.
它代表权柄。权柄
It represents authority.
所以他控制地上的权柄。
And therefore he controlled the earthly authorities.
他要一直继续到这个主再来之后，一直千年国之后，他才会最后结束。
He will continue to rule until the after thousand years after the Lord return.
所以我们都不知道，大龙跟古蛇是关系到人类历史的一直全整个全程。
So we can see that the ancient serpent and the great dragon talk about a human history from the beginning to the end.
所以我们现在有点明白为什么许多的政权在表达政权的时候都会用蛇或者用龙。
And therefore now we see that a lot of earthly authorities use dragon and serpent to represent them.
但是我们了解还是有限的。
But our understanding is very limited.
圣经会给我们许多的启示。
The Bible will continue to give us revelation.
然后我们也提过魔鬼跟撒旦。
And we also mentioned about the devil and Satan.
魔鬼是原来的那个路西佛，他呢从天上宝座被摔出来。
Devil is the archangel Lucifer who got hurled down to the earth.
所以他从第三层天被摔出来。
So he was hurled down to the earth.
所以他没有资格站在神面前。
So he is not qualified to stand before the Lord.
所以魔鬼对圣徒的工作，基本上就是拦阻圣徒跟神的那个实际的关系。
So the work of devil is to target on the saint not to have relationship with God.
我们可能对这个都不太理解。
We might not be totally understanding this.
但是这是一个仇敌实在的工作。
But this is the actual work that the devil is doing.
那撒旦是敌对的意思。
And the Satan means enemy.
所以他做敌对者，他也把他这个控制的人也做成神的敌对者。
So the Satan is the enemy, the opposer. So he turned the saint to be opposer of God.
所以你现在可以很容易的发现，在你所接触的范围，那个敌对神的那个状态是非常容易发现的。
So then you can easily see that whoever is against God, that we are living around the circumstances.
可能你觉得最好像吸引你的那东西，正好是敌对神。
So maybe you find something attractive to you, but it's the Satan.
我们通常都不知道。
We usually did not realize.
我觉得我那时候大学的时候还挺愚昧的。
I remember when I was in college, I was a little bit naive.
这是现在讲。那时候不觉得自己愚昧。
At that time, I did not see that I am stupid. I only realize it now.
所以那时候呢，唱歌给别人听，不知道自己在唱什么。
So I was singing to other people, but did not realize what I was singing.
一直到我信主才发现，哇，我原来唱的是什么。
Until after I become a believer, then I realized what I sang.
里面是魔鬼的因素，是撒旦的因素在里面。
It has content with the Satan and devil.
但是那个时候是最流行的。
But that was the trend at that time.
最有影响力的。
was very influencing.
因为我们在的时候是台湾校园民歌最风行的时候。
It was the time in Taiwan during the college lives.
所以不止在台湾很有影响力，后来还影响到大陆去，还影响到香港应该也有。
Not only affecting the Taiwan universities, but also flow the trend into China and Hong Kong.
我们都陶醉在里面，但我们不知道后面是撒旦跟魔鬼的因素在里面。
We enjoyed in those songs, but we did not realize those are affected by Satan and devil.
我们都经历这件事。
We had experienced those.
那今天我们来看，他是那迷惑人。
Today we are going to see how they deceive people.
他不但是迷惑人，他是控告人。
And they also accuse people.
啊，控告比较容易明白。
It's easy to understand how accusation is.
因为我自从得救之后，我觉得我所得到的拯救、救恩和福音非常宝贵。
After I am saved, I precious the salvation and the gospel that I received.
我就心里有一个很重的负担传给我的妈妈。
I have this huge burden to spread the gospel to my mom.
我是完全出于一个做儿子爱母亲的一个心态。
I was, this urge came from me being her son.
所以我传福音给她，不是控告她，也不是定罪她，也不是要把她带到不好的状况。
So I'm not trying to accuse her by giving her the gospel.
我把耶稣基督的救赎带给她。
I brought the salvation of Christ to her.
我传的是耶稣基督的拯救。
I spread the salvation of Christ to her.
她晚上做的梦是魔鬼的控告。
But the dream that she got at night is the accusation from devil.
因为她在我传福音给她之前，她跟这些黑暗势力，她立了约，她拜拜，她又把我弟弟又给她给那个黑暗势力什么做儿子，反正一大堆事情。
Before she knew, before I spread the gospel to her, she was she worshipped idol and she put her other my brothers into the name of the idols.
然后那个时候就在晚上的时候，使得我妈妈不能睡觉。
So at night she cannot sleep.
心里充满了恐惧。
There are a field of fear in her heart.
所以早上起来呢，我第一件事情就是挨骂。
So the first thing in the morning, she saw me. She rebuked me.
她跟我讲说，我叫你不要跟我讲耶稣，你偏要跟我讲耶稣。
I told you not to spread, to talk to me about Jesus, and you insisted.
我跟她讲一天耶稣，我要被骂好多天了。
I talk about Jesus for one day, but then rebuked by her for a few days.
我没有讲一句坏话。
I did not say any bad word.
但是什么？
But what happened?
仇敌的控告在他身上。
But the accusation from devil.
这大概有一年的时间。
For lasting about a year.
就是我只，但是我就是一段时间跟他讲一下耶稣，一段时间跟他讲一下耶稣。
So I occasionally talk about Jesus to her.
我每一次讲了之后，连续几天就哗，一早起来就是被骂。
So every time I talk about Jesus to her, in the morning I got a rebuke by her.
所以你可以了解控告仇敌的控告何等的厉害。
So you can see how serious is the accusation from devil.
啊，那这是在一个没有信主人身上。
And this will happen to unbelievers.
他也可能在一个信主人身上。
And it also could happen to a believers.
他可能有些软弱。
Maybe the person is weak.
他中了这个迷惑了。这个仇敌的迷惑了。
He got deceived by the Satan.
就他应该是谦卑的来到主耶稣面前。
The person should be humble before the Lord.
他不是，他想用别的方法来解决。
But the person wants to use other way to resolve issues.
那正好呢，给这个仇敌，神的仇敌呢，控告他的机会。
And it gives opportunities to the Satan to accuse him.
所以你知道撒旦是很诡诈的。
So you know how tricky Satan is.
你一旦中了他的诡计，你不知道出路在哪里了，你可能就什么，一直被他控告。
Once you fall into his trap, you cannot find your way out, and you continue to be accused.
然后每被控告就越软弱，越软弱越不愿意到主面前去。
The more we are accused, the more we become weak we are, and then the more reluctant to come to the Lord.
被仇敌控告的时候，不愿意到主面前的这样的基督徒，简单的说，就是他不认识他所信的是谁。
If the one who are accused by the Satan and not willing to come before the Lord is because they don't know the Lord enough.
他不知道为他完成救赎工作的这个工作到底多丰富。
They didn't know how abundant is the Lord's work on him.
他是有软弱没错。
It's true that we can be weak.
但是他应该来到主面前，来到救主面前。
But he should come before the Lord.
因为他一来到救主面前，他的软弱会得到他的连续。
Because once he come before the Savior, his weakness can be healed.
所以仇敌知道。
So the Satan knew.
所以你知道我们这么多年哈，我们接触很多，刚要信主或者是刚刚信主。
All these years, we met the people who are willing to accept or just believed.
甚至还有些信主很久。
Or those who has been a long time Christians.
遇到软弱的时候，不愿意到主面前。
Once they are weak, they did not want to come before the Lord.
他说我没有脸到主面前。
And they say that I did not have face to face the Lord.
到主面前不是根据你有没有脸。
But coming to the Lord is not depending on whether you have face or not.
到主面前是根据他就是救主。
Come to the Lord is based on that he is the Savior.
在你还没有被拯救以前，他老早就知道你有什么毛病。
And before you are saved, he already knew what type of weakness you have.
他老早就知道你会哪里有失败。
He already knew where you will fall.
他老早就知道在你生命中有你没有办法解决的那样的问题。
He already knew where in your life that there are things that you cannot solve.
如果你要任凭自己。
So if you have to depend on yourself.
那是你自己任凭自己。
And that is because you allow it.
但是他已经做成了救赎的工作。
But he had finished the salvation.
他已经做完了。
He has finished.
我们只需要去到他面前去接受。
All we need to do is to accept it.
到他面前去被他带到那个施祭里面。
And come before him so that he can bring us into it.
所以实在讲哈，如果主再来的时候，我们到他面前。他如果给我们任何的审判或任何的管教，我们都没有话说的。
So practically saying that when the Lord returned and when we went before him, any type of discipline or punishment that he gave us, we have no dispute.
因为他已给我们预备的救恩是全面性、全备的，是没有一点点缺乏的，没有一点点缺失的。
Because the salvation that he gave us is complete and perfect.
所以你要知道你所信的是谁呀、
So you have to know who you believe in.
你知道你所信的是谁，你知道他有何等浩大的能力，何等的爱，何等的怜悯。
Knowing who you believe in, how great power he has, and how much love that he gave us.
我们再怎么软弱，再怎么失败，再怎么严重，还是要无依无靠到他面前。
No matter how weak we are, how failure we entered, we have to come before him.
我们本来就没有办法救自己。
We are the one who cannot save ourselves.
我们也不是因为自己比别人聪明，所以我人家看信耶稣不好，我就是觉得信耶稣很好，我就冲进来。
And it's not because of our wisdom that we choose to believe in Jesus.
至少我不是。
At least I am not the one.
我还根本就拒绝的。
I actually rejected him in the beginning.
连我得救的前一秒钟，我都不知道我会信耶稣。
And even before the last minute before I believe, I did not know that I will accept him.
所以得救我们是完全没有功劳的。
Salvation is not from our own work.
怎么可能得救没有功劳，然后跟随主就变成自己有功劳的呢？
So how come salvation is not because of us, but following Jesus is because of ourselves?
我们都不知道怎么来得着这个救恩。
How we did not even know how we received the salvation.
那我们怎么知道？我突然变成基督徒，我什么都知道了。
So after we become Christian, then how come that we know everything afterward?
这是眼睛没有看过。耳朵没有听过，人心没有想过的事。
All these things that I have not seen, ear have not heard, and the heart has not think about.
我们到他面前要谦卑。
That we came before him, we need to be humble.
你不谦卑，你就很容易中仇敌的诡计。
If we are not humble, we will fall into the trap of Satan.
好，那我们来看看，今天看的这第三组。
And let's look at the third point.
第三组呢，就是。他是迷惑人 deceived
That he is, the Satan is deceiving.
他是那个迷惑人的。
He deceived people.
他也是控告人。
And he accused people.
啊，那这个呢，是我们是需要注意的。
And this is something we need to pay attention.
我想我可能今天讲不完了。
I don't think I will finish the whole.
不过没关系，如果我们有下一次，就在下一次讲。
We can share it continuously.
那主呢曾经做的比喻。
And Lord has this parable.
说一百只羊，有一只羊走迷了路。
That there are 100 sheep, but one got lost.
啊，他的意思是什么呀？就撇下99只，去寻找这次迷路的羊。
And what did the shepherd do? He left the 99 and to go find the one.
主用迷路的羊，或者是走迷了路呢，都是这个受迷惑这个字。
And Lord used this parable to describe the sheep as the lost.
所以这里告诉我们说，就是一个基督徒，他也可能受到迷惑。
And so here is tell us that even you are a Christian, you can get lost.
因为他对神认识不够。
Because you, he did not know Lord enough.
因为他这个对于这个他对仇敌当然知道更少。
Because he knew this, he did not know Lord enough.
所以这个迷路的羊呢，他基本上是离开了神要带领他的路。
So the lost sheep went astray out of the way.
那也是怎么样说？他呢，在他身上显不出那个基督生命的那个实际。
And also, it did not reveal the life of Christ through this lost person.
因为一个人要显出基督生命的一个人有如果显出基督的生命实际呢，他就会走基督的路。
If a person can reveal the Christ Jesus life, he is going to walk on the way of with Christ.
因为基督的灵在他里面。
Because the Spirit of Christ is in him.
基督的灵把基督的生命交通给他。
And the Spirit of Christ gives this Christ life to him.
所以基督的灵交通把基督生命交给他，所以他走的路是走基督的教会。
And because the life of Christ is in him, he's going to walk on the Christ way.
所以在主看来，离开神的路，离开基督的脚中，就是迷失了。
So to Lord, he looked at the person who is not on his way as the lost person.
通常我们大概不会这样想。
Usually we don't feel it's a big deal.
通常我们是觉得说，哦，我只是比较怎样而已。
And sometimes we're just saying that we are taking time out.
主把我们主说我们是他的羊是吧？我们是跟他走的。
So if the Lord says we are his sheep, we should be following him.
我们跟他走，我们受他保护的。
When we walk following him, we got protected by him.
我们是在他羊圈里面的。
We are in the flock.
所以我们不在他羊圈里面。或者我们不跟他走，是都变成迷路的羊。
If we are not inside the flock, or if we are not following him, then we are the lost sheep.
所以这是很容易明白的。
It's easy to understand this point.
然后另外呢，有一批被迷惑的就是撒都盖人。
And there are a group of brothers who got lost. The
这是应该是Sadducee，撒都盖人。在马太二十三章吧，二十三章。Sadducees.
Is the group of people who got lost is Sadducees.
啊，这撒都该人呢，他们怎么样？他们不认为有复活。
Sadducees do not agree to resurrection.
他们不认识神的生命。
They do not know the life of God.
那主呢？怎么责备他们呢
？And how did Lord rebuke them?
因为他们来向主挑战。
Because they came to challenge the Lord.
他说：“如果有复活的话，我告诉你一个故事。”
They said, "If there is resurrection, let me tell you a story."
有一个家里有七个兄弟。
There is a family with seven brothers.
老大娶了太太。
The elder brother married a wife.
按照犹太人的规矩，老大娶了太太没有小孩。老大去世了，老二要娶她。
And according to the law of Jews, after the first brother died without any children, the second brother has to marry this wife.
老二娶了她，又没有小孩，又去世了。
And the second brother married him without any children.
老三娶了她，也没有小孩，又去世了。
And the third brother married him without any children and died.
一直到了老七都娶了她， 都没有小孩，通通去世了。
Until the last brother who married her and without any children and died.
那这个女人将来是成为谁的太太啊？
So whose wife is this woman?
主说，你们错了。
And the Lord said you are wrong.
就是你们受迷惑了。
Because you were deceived.
不明白圣经，也不晓得神的大能。
You do not understand the scriptures of the power of God.
所以呢，他主说，甚至说什么？神呢不是死人的神，神是活人的神。
And the Bible told us that the God is not the God of dead, but the resurrected people's God.
在复活的时候，不娶也不嫁。
At the time of resurrection, people will neither marry nor be given to marriage.
有一个问题哈。
There is this question.
我给现在还没有确定信主的人，给你个参考。
I want to let you take this as a reference to the one who has not believed.
我相信哈，没有信主人哈，觉得哈这本圣经不算什么。
I believe the one who has not believed take this Bible lightly.
它只是众多参考的其中一个参考。
They take it as one of the reference book.
所以呢，当他寻找的资料跟这个圣经不一样的时候，他会说，我接受那个不一样的说法。
So when they find another references that are different with the content in the Bible, they choose to accept the other references.
所以最后的结果就是他不能接受圣经，不能明白圣经。
And the result is they cannot accept the Bible, they cannot understand the Bible.
那最后的结果他就是他没有办法进入相信主的世界。
And at the end, he cannot believe in Christ.
我前不久看到有一篇报道。
Not long ago, I read an article.
是一个日本人。
Written by a Japanese.
他呢，对宗教非常有兴趣。
He was very interested in religions.
他走遍世界许多地方。
He walked around the world.
他呢，接触各种的宗教。
He got in touch with many religions.
然后呢，他经过多年的研究之后，他做一个结论。
And after many years, he has this conclusion.
因为呢，他后来要做一件事情。
Because he wants to do one thing.
他就是要把世界各种不同宗教的人统统团聚在一起。
He wants to unite all different religions.
他认为这是他的使命。
He feels that this is his missionary.
然后呢，他就讲到关于基督教跟回教。
And he talked about Christianity and Muslim.
他说是同一位神。
And he said it's the same God.
他说信的是一样。
And they are believing in the same God.
这样的话在我没有信主以前我也听过。
And this type of conclusion I heard about before I become a Christian.
我不能分辨。
I could not distinguish it.
我只是有这个印象。
I only know that this conclusion.
我在没有信主以前有人跟我这样讲过。
Before I was a Christian, somebody told me the same.
那我从外面看好像也类似这样。
And from the outside look, it looks like the same.
但事实上是不是。
But in fact, it's not.
你信耶稣了。
After you become a Christian,
你是因为耶稣而来到天父的面前。
You came to the God because of Christ.
你有了神的儿子，你又有天父。
And you received the Son of God, and you also received the Heavenly Father.
你没有神的儿子，你就没有天父。
If you don't have the Son of God, you don't have the Heavenly Father.
你不是靠着耶稣基督，你就没有办法来到天父面前。
If it wasn't because of Jesus Christ, you cannot come to the Heavenly Father.
所以否定了耶稣基督，你就等于否定了神。
So if you deny Christ Jesus, you deny God.
这是圣经明明告诉我们。
And this is told in the Bible.
尤其是老约翰写得非常。
And especially John, the Apostle John told us this.
那你知道我有机会去过耶路撒冷。
And I went to Jerusalem before.
而且我进到那个回教的那个，它有两个清真寺，有一个是金顶的那个清真寺。
I went into the temple of Muslim.
那时候我交了$10。
I paid $10 to get in.
然后我跟一群弟兄姊妹，跟蓝培的弟兄进去。
And I went into with a group of brothers and sisters.
然后蓝培的弟兄呢，就事先跟我们讲。
And the brother told us.
他说呢，你进去以后，他说我进去我就不能跟你再比什么动作了。
And he said, once I get in there, I cannot use my body language.
他说你进去看两件事情。
But you should look at two things.
中间有一个好像方方的那个哈，那个。很有可能是约柜当时放的地方。
In the center of the temple, it should be the where the ark was buried.
那也是亚伯拉罕献以撒的地方。
And it should be the same place where Abraham gave Isaac.
但是呢，你就往那里，就那个中间，你就往那个往上看。
From that center of the temple, you look up.
然后呢，你可以看一个有一个圈圈。
And you will see a circle in the air.
然后有阿拉伯文在上面。
And it has a lot of Arabics.
他说他把他请人哈把那个阿拉伯文写下来。
And he told us to write it down.
然后呢，就拿给这个懂阿拉伯人懂阿拉伯文的人看。
And then show these Arabic words to people who know the language.
你知道写什么吗
？And what did they write?
写了三次同样的话。
They wrote three times the same meaning.
神没有儿子，神没有儿子，神没有儿子。
God did not have a son. God did not have a son. God did not have a son.
这是完全否认耶稣基督。
So they totally deny Jesus Christ.
这是不一样的神。
This is a totally different God.
你知道，但是一个不信的人，像撒都该人一样，他根本看不清楚神是怎么回事。
But it's just like Sadducees that they did not see God. They did not understand God.
就好像我在还没信主以前。
Just like before I am a Christian.
那个时候，我们那个时代有一个蛮出名的。作家叫颜云鼠。
At my time, there was this very wise writer.
他是台湾大学的文学教授。
And he is the lecture teacher in the Taiwan University.
他呢经常在，他有出书，他也经常发表他的文章。
He wrote books and he also presents his articles.
我记得那时候我在看他的文章的时候，我还挺喜欢看的。
I remember I like his articles quite a lot.
那时候我没有信主的时候，还挺喜欢看的。
And before I was a Christian, I liked how he wrote.
觉得我好像看他的东西，我好像知道一点东西。
I felt like I learned something from his articles.
等到我信主一段时间之后，哎，有一次一大篇，哇，那个你知道那么大的报纸，整大篇就他写的。
One time after I was a Christian for a while, I read these articles that he wrote.
这一次他写什么呢
？And what did he write?
这是他讲到基督教的信仰。
He wrote about Christianity.
哎呀，我那是一看，我说我一看一眼就错，知道你写错了。
Once I read it, I knew that he wrote it wrong.
什么？从头错到尾。
From the beginning to the end, it's wrong.
这是一个不信主的人。
Because he's non-believers.
他知道他是对的。
He knew he's a sinner.
他认为他是对的。
He knew that he's a sinner.
但是你如果真的信主了。
But if you are a truly believer,
你真的得到那个生命,
if you truly receive the life,
你一眼就看出他的错,
then you will see the error mistake that he made.
神不是死人的神, 神是活人的神。
Our God is not the God of dead person, but a resurrected person.
所以受迷惑了之后, 圣经也看不明白。
So when you are deceived, you cannot understand the Bible.
受迷惑了之后, 神的大能也不认识了。
When you are deceived, you don't understand the authority of God.
这是撒都该人的光景。
And this is the condition of the Sadducees.
撒都该人就是圣经里面说，就是指的一批无神派的人。
Sadducees are the atheists in the Bible.
所以无神派的人。
The atheists.
所以你知道，如果你愿意去找那无神派的人来帮你信神，那是不可能的事情。
So you know that you cannot ask the atheist to help you find God.
他所有的一切就是要反对。
Everything that they in their mind is to oppose there is a God.
因为他不明白圣经。
Because they do not understand God.
因为他不晓得神的大能。
They do not understand the power of God.
所以你真正认识神的人。
So the one who truly know the God.
你又从迷惑中出来的人。
And you are out of this deceiving.
神是你的神。
God is your God.
神不是死人的神。
God is not for death.
神是活人的神。
God is for the resurrected.
所以你得到的生命是复活的生命，是永远的生命。
So the life that you received is an eternal resurrection.
那主也讲到世代最末了的时候。
At the end time.
就是特别在三年半里面特别多的。
And for the last 3.5 years.
就是最后三年半里面。
For the last 3.5 years.
可能这个之前也有。
And maybe it happened before.
但是呢，在这个最后三年半呢，是特别强烈的。
But it was emphasized in the last 3.5 years.
就是假基督。
That is the fake Christ.
假先知。
The fake prophet.
然后呢，他会假借神的名呢来说，来 来提他的时间。
They are going to talk about themselves, but using Christ's name.
所以这是会迷惑人的。
And that is going to deceive people.
我想这个从大陆来的应该会知道这东西。
And probably people from mainland China will understand this more.
有个东方闪电。
There is this Eastern Lightning.
这个东方闪电呢，在纽约也是很活跃的。
They are pretty active in New York too.
前两年就在我们认识的聚会当中，他们。大肆的活动。
Couple years ago, they were also very active in a church that we know.
甚至有一个聚会里面呢，来了八个声光闪电的人。
And even in a gathering, there were eight of them came.
他们好像就是若无其事的藏在弟兄姊妹当中。
And they were hidden among the brothers and sisters.
然后呢，就把弟兄姊妹要引到歧途去。
But they actually led our brothers and sisters to astray.
对他们说什么？基督已经来了。
And what did they say? They said Christ has come.
来什么？是变成女基督啊。
Is a female Christ.
不现在好像女基督已经走了。
But unfortunately, this female Christ has gone.
所以这是迷惑人的事。
So it's all deceiving, all lies.
听说在大陆这个迷惑是很大很大的。
And I understand it's a great deceiving lies in China.
所以这个是一个。我们需要在主面前得保护的。
And this is something we need to ask God to keep us and keep us safe.
所以，如果我们不是跟我们的主有一个活的关系
，So if we don't have this living relationship with our God，
如果我们不是真正的经历认识耶稣基督
，If we do not truly understand and know Jesus，
如果耶稣基督对我们只是一个概念上的名字
，If Jesus is only a name in our concept，
恐怕。那个假基督到我们面前的时候，我们也是没办法分辨。
Then we will be afraid not to be able to discern when a fake one comes before us.
你看老约翰他怎么认识基督，复活的基督。
Look at how John recognized Jesus.
因为老约翰他跟主哈有个很亲密的关系。
Because Apostle John has this close relationship with Christ.
他甚至怎么样说？他甚至常常就他是躺在耶稣的怀里面。
He even lied on Jesus one time.
那这个也是老约翰告诉我们说，我们的主耶稣是父怀里的独生子。
And John told us that our Jesus is the only Son of God.
就是我们主耶稣呢，跟天父呢是在怀里面那种关，就是你知道小朋友在父亲的怀里面那个亲近那个亲密的关系是很特别的。
That Jesus is the Son being held by God, having this father and son relationship, embracing each other.
那个交通那个亲密是很特别的。
And the fellowship, the connection is very close.
所以我们老约翰就说，主耶稣在天父，他跟天父有关系，是他在父的怀里面。
So John mentioned that Jesus is is with the heavenly Father because he is in the bosom of our heavenly Father.
然后他形容他自己跟主耶稣关系，他在耶稣的怀里面。
So he also seek to be in the bosom of Jesus.
所以他在耶稣的怀里面，所以他对耶稣就有好像特殊的一种。怎么讲说一种认识
？And therefore, he has this special understanding of Christ Jesus.
这种认识是好像不是客观的。
And this understanding is not objective.
这种特别的认识好像是他要就说要分辨是不是耶稣呢，是有特别的帮助的。
This is something that he learned how to discern the real Jesus.
所以呢，当主耶稣复活了
，So after Jesus resurrected.
然后呢，彼得呢？找老约翰，然后大概好几个人就一起去打鱼去了。
Peter went to seek John, and then a few of them went out to fish.
那这一次呢，彼得呢也是打了一个晚上，也打了很久都没有打到鱼。
Peter spent a whole night and did not catch a fish.
然后突然耶稣站在岸上。
And suddenly someone stand by the shore.
没有人认出他是耶稣。
And nobody realized that was Jesus.
没有人认得那是复活的耶稣。
Nobody realized that was the resurrected Jesus.
然后主耶稣就说：“把网撒在右边。”
But Jesus said, "Put your net on the right side."
然后他们网一撒下去，哎，有鱼。
Once they put the net down and they catch a lot of fish.
老约翰突然知道，他说：“那个是主。”
John realized that was Jesus.
他是第一个认识那个是主。
He is the first one who recognized Jesus.
然后彼得一听说是主，哇，赶快跳了。
Then Peter also realized.
到那里去。
Peter also realized, and he jumped off the ship to run to Jesus.
所以认识基督是很重要的。
So realizing and understanding Jesus is the most important thing.
没有一个跟主一个主观的认识。
If we don't have this subjective understanding with the Lord,
我们蛮有可能发生一件事情。
And something will happen.
主站在我们的前面。
That when the Lord stands before me,
我们呢理都不理他。
We can ignore him.
还问说先生啊你是谁啊
？We might say, who are you?
因为不认得他。
Because we don't know him.
你知道，但是老约翰知道。
But John knew.
啊，西那个那个主耶稣诞生的时候，那个什么？那个到圣殿去那个西门呢、啊、他也知道
when Jesus was born the Simon at the temple knew him
所以那个圣灵叫他知道
the Holy Spirit called him to know
那时候主耶稣才是 baby 啊
at that time Jesus was still a baby
你怎么能认出 baby 是基督呢
how can you recognize an infant as a Christ
这个人是活在神面前
Because he lived before the God.
这个人是被圣灵所充满。
He was filled with Holy Spirit.
这个人是圣灵在他身上可以教他、可以指教他的人。
He is the one that Holy Spirit can point out to him.
所以这是一个很宝贵的事情。
This is a precious experience.
啊，所以如果我们没有这个的话，我们是很容易受迷惑的。
So if we don't have this relationship, we can be deceived easily.
如果你真的跟主有这个关系
，If you know that you have this relationship with Lord,
那些属肉体的事情。那些叫人落在死亡的东西，也很容易脱离。
All the secular things that can make us fall into death.
啊，那而且什么？我们愿意来走生命的道路。
And we are willing to walk into the life of way.
而且对于能够进入神的国，我们里面是有动力，是有盼望的。
And we have this motivation and desire to enter into God's kingdom.
所以我们如果对于进入神的国有盼望。
If we have this hope to get into God's kingdom,
我们对于主所给我们安排在一起的弟兄，我们会非常的看重。
Then we will pay attention to all the brothers around us.
因为什么？因为是主安排我们一起奔跑天路的。
Because they are arranged by God to be around us so that we can run this heavenly way together.
我们是要彼此扶持的。
We have to help each other.
我们是要互相带导的。
And we have to pray for each other.
我们是要互相更正的。
And we have to correct each other.
我们是要一起来认识主的。
We have to know God together.
就怎么样？就是我们需要一起来到主面前，也需要一起来到主的话面前。
That we have to come before the Lord together and enter into His Word together.
而且一起面对主所让我们面对的各种的或者挑战或者迷惑。
And we have to face the challenge that Lord allow so that we can face together.
所以这是一个很重要的事情。
And it's an important experience for us.
如果这个在我们身上是重要的。
If this is important to me.
你就会发现跟弟兄姊妹聚在一起的机会。是非常重要的。
Then you will see how important, how precious it is that our time spent together.
尤其是对跟于就尤其是对对主有心的跟对主有心的跟对主有经历跟对主有活的关系的弟兄姊妹聚在一起，这是特别重要的。
And especially important to be with the one who had experience, had feeling with God.
这是叫我们学，我们没有办法。就是说自己创造的学的东西。
This is to allow us to learn lessons that we cannot learn alone.
这是叫我们受神的建造，同时受弟兄姊妹接受神一起的建造。
So that we can be built up by God and also built up by brothers and sisters together.
这是非常特别重要的。
This is important.
而且一起在神的家里面成长。
And also grow together in God's home.
神的家里面有刚刚得救的。
In the house of God, there are people who just received.
有得救一段时间的。
Who are saved for a while.
也有得救时间很长的。
And who are saved for a long time.
有生命学习很深的。
The one who has deep life experience.
也有生命学习跟开始的。
And who has the beginning life.
也有生命的状况正在许多的挑战在挣扎当中的。
And who are struggling in life.
都在一个家中。
They are all in the same family.
都在一个。环境里面
They are all in the same circumstances.
所以我们彼此带祷
So we pray for each other.
这是宝贵的事情
It's a precious experience.
所以如果你是在一个家中
If you are in one family.
如果你是真正的 看弟兄姊妹是弟兄姊妹。
If you truly look at brothers and sisters as your brothers and sisters.
如果你看弟兄姊妹宝贵的程度像神看那样的程度。
If you look at brothers and sisters as precious as God look at them.
你会不愿意放弃跟弟兄姊妹一起经历主，一起学功课，一起经过艰难的每一个机会。
Then you would not give up any opportunity to walk with brothers and sisters to go through turbulences.
而且你跟弟兄姊妹一起进入这个基督身体的那个实在的经历。
And you enter into the Christ together.
基督身体不是一个名词。
The body of Christ is not just a term.
基督身体是教会在神面前所得到的一个属灵的实际。生命的实际。
Body of Christ is the actual thing that the God can receive spiritually.
所以身体的成长是一起成长的。
So the growth of body has to grow together.
你知道，如果我们家里有小孩
，You know, if we have children at home,
你把小孩特别的隔离，不跟家里其他人通通，不跟其他人互动。
If you separate a child and not to have any relationship with the other family members,
这小孩会有什么结果？
And what happened to this child?
你可以想象有什么结果？
You can imagine what happened to him.
这不用我分析。
I don't think I need to explain.
一个正常的家庭。
A normal family.
爸爸吃饭的时候，妈妈吃饭的时候，孩子也一起吃饭。
During the meal time, the father is there, mother is there, and the child come too.
大人小孩一起面对各种情况。
And the adult and children all come together.
小孩可能不懂。
The child might not know much.
大人说话的时候，以为小孩都不懂。
You think when the adults are talking, the child doesn't know.
所以呢，他就拼命说说说说说。
So he will continue to talk.
他没想到有一天呢，这小孩懂他们在说什么。
And suddenly, one day, this child understands what they are talking about.
结果突然怎么，他冒出一个回答的话，而且是准确的话。
And suddenly, he gave you an answer which is correct.
因为他在那里得到了成长。
Because he received the growth among the family.
所以这是一个宝贵的。
So this is a precious.
所以你若觉得这是宝贵。
As you see it precious.
你就不会发生像在哥林多前书那个受迷惑的情况。
Then you will not fall into the trap as mentioned in the First Corinthians.
那个情况呢就是对弟兄轻看。
That is to look down on brothers.
欺压弟兄。
And to persecute brothers.
亏负弟兄。
And to accuse brothers.
这是那一个受迷惑的光景。
And those are situation being deceived.
这是落在受迷惑的光景。
As you are being deceived.
所以这个是我们需要注意的。
And this is something we should pay attention to.
也许有些弟兄姊妹他长得慢一点。
Some of the brothers and sisters might grow slower.
但他的确是弟兄姊妹。
But they are still our brothers and sisters.
他可以慢一点。
They might be slower.
但他跟我们真正得救的人有同一个生命。
But they share the same life as the one who saved.
所以他有生命的交通。
So we should have this life fellowship.
他产生生命的互动。
That continue this life reaction.
如果我们没有受迷惑。
If we are not deceived.
我们自己可能因着他也一起得到成长。
That we may also grow because of him.
我们不会做亏负弟兄这个轻看弟兄的事。
We will not do something short for brothers and sisters.
所以这是一个需要学习的东西。
This is something we need to learn.
那如果我们在主面前是一个对的光景。
If we have this correct situation in front of God.
那我们的生活就会注意。
Then our living, we will pay attention to it.
有一句话说，你种什么就收什么。
There is this phrase that says, what you sow will you will receive.
顺着情欲撒种的，收什么？
If you sow according to your lust, what are you going to receive?
顺着情欲撒种的，收败坏。
You will receive corruption because you sow the seed of lust.
这不只是个人。
Lust, not just for individually.
这包括团体。
But including collectively.
顺着圣灵撒种的，收什么？
But sow according to the Holy Spirit, what are you going to receive?
收永生。
You are going to receive eternity.
那我们明明是必朽坏的人嘛。
But we are the body corruptible, we have corruptible body.
那我们怎么能够收永生呢？
Then how can we receive the eternal life?
就是顺服圣灵。
That is to obey Holy Spirit.
你顺服圣灵。
When you obey Holy Spirit,
圣灵会有办法带我们去走十字架的道路。
Holy Spirit will guide us to the way of cross.
这个十字架道路就是先把我们带到死地。
The way of cross will bring us to death first.
所以我们需要经过死。
We need to go through death.
十五章哥林多前书十五章讲说：“你所种的若不死，就不能生。”
The First Corinthians chapter 15 mentioned that whatever you sow, if it doesn't die, you will not live again.
千万不要受迷惑。
Do not be deceived.
不用经过死而能够有永生。
If you do not be deceived that you don't need to go through death but receive eternal life.
主耶稣是经过死而复活而把永生给我们。
Jesus Christ went through death and resurrection before he can give us the eternal life.
他经过死而复活而把他的不朽坏的生命给我们。
He went through resurrection so that he can give us this heavenly bodies.
如果基督的生命身量在我们身上要长大成熟。
If the body of Christ has to grow inside us,
我们就不断地需要经过死而复活。
Then we have to continuously go through this resurrection.
死在我身上发动，生也在我身上发动。
The death happened in me, but also living come out of me.
死在我身上发动，生却在别人身上发动。
If the death happened in me and the living came out from others,
这可能发生在你的工作环境。
It might happen in your work.
也可能发生在你的家里。
It might happen in your family.
更可能发生在教会里面。
And it also happened in church.
死在我身上发动，生命也在我身上发动。
Death come to me, but life also come out of me.
所以我们要问一个问题。
So we should ask this question.
当你碰到死笼罩你的时候
，When you are surrounded by death,
你是只看到死呢，还是你逃避死呢？
Do you only see death and try to evade from it?
还是虽然你是被死的环境笼罩，但是里面是充满了生命。你在等候那个时候到的时候，神使这个生命呢就长出来，突破一切的死亡。
Or you are surrounded by death, but you have this living life in you that you are waiting for the right time when Christ calls you to break out of this death.
这是基督徒今天需要经历的。
This is something as a Christian to experience.
不管你是在教会里面
No matter in church
你在家里面
At home
或者你在学校
Or at school
或者你在任何的地方
Or any place else
死亡真的来到了
The death came to you、
哦、我讲的不一定是肉身的死亡、
It might not be the death of your body
死有另外一个意思就是与环境隔绝
Death has another meaning which is disconnected from the environment
就是你不再能跟那个交通了
That you have no more fellowship with the circumstances.
但是生却在里面。
But life is in you.
这个生是复活的生命，也是永远的生命。
And this life is resurrected life and eternal life.
所以你如果是有这个生命的话
，So if you have this life,
死亡临到的时候，你不会只有抱怨。
Before the death come, you would never blame anything.
你应该会赞美。
You can only praise.
你知道诗篇二十二篇是最痛苦的一个诗篇。
You know, Psalm 22 is the most sorrowful psalm.
但是在最痛苦的诗篇里面，却是有最高的赞美。
But it has the best praise.
神是以色列的赞美为宝座。
God used the Israelites' praise as his throne.
死在他身上发动，生却在他里面突破这个死亡。
Death came to him, but the life came out of him.
所以死要在我们身上发动。
So death started from us.
叫生命在别人身上发动。
And so that life can come to others.
所以我们到教会来，如果只把死亡带进来
，So if we come to church and only bring death,
不能荣耀主的名。
We cannot glorify God.
因为我们得到的是什么
？Because what did we receive?
我们得到的是复活的生命。
We receive resurrected life.
我们可能在教会遇到死。
Maybe we met death in church.
但是在我们身上有复活。
But there is this resurrected life in me.
但是主要我们经历，你所种的若不死，就不能生。
But God wants us to experience that if what you sow did not die, you would not resurrect.
这是十字架的经历。
This is the experience of cross.
所以十字架不是挂在口上。
So cross is not on our mouth.
十字架不是唱那个十字架的诗歌。
You have to taste the cross.
十字架是看死在你身上有没有工作。
The cross allow you to see whether the death happened in you and work.
因为这个生是要带出什么呢？带出与基督同复活。
Because what is life going to bring out? It bring out the resurrection of Christ.
他要带出一个地步是不朽坏的，在我们身上成为实际。
He will bring us the imperishable, imperishable.
你想嘛哈，耶稣基督他完成了救赎。
If you think about this, Jesus Christ accomplished salvation.
他把我们带去的都是人想不来的。
He brought us to places that we could never imagine.
我们是必朽坏的生命。
We have this perishable body.
他说他给我们永远的生命。
But he said he will give us eternal life.
我们是在时间当中。
We are living in time.
他给我们到永远。
But he is going to give us into eternity.
我们是这个非常不透明的人。
We are unseeable.
然后这个他把我们带到新耶路撒冷，每个都是透明的。
But he brings us into the New Jerusalem that everyone is can see through.
你怎么想得来呢？
How can you imagine this?
这是什么？蛇复活，蛇复活，蛇复活。
That is the resurrected life.
为此要感谢主。
And thanks the Lord.
他把我们带到蛇复活的实在里面去。
That he bring us into this experience of resurrected life.
他要借着我们像他一样，死是被得胜吞灭的。
He want to bring us into his experience that we overcome death.
就是生命吞灭死亡。
That is the life will overcome death.
但是魔鬼呢，他就是嘛，要叫我们落在那个受迷惑的光景。
But the Satan want to deceive us.
所以要叫我们走相反的路。
That he want us to go different way.
啊，我还有很多可以讲。
I still have a lot of to share.
不过我今天应该停在这里。
But I should stop here for today.
啊，希望主再给我们机会，我们再往更清楚的方向交通。
May the Lord give us clear direction.
好，我们有点祷告。
Let's have more prayer.
主，我们求你洁净我们所说的。
Lord, please clear our word.
也求你看为好，给我们回头的亮光。
And give us enlightenment to your word.
也求你解开你的话。
And also open your word.
叫我们从此以后不再中撒旦的诡计。
So that we will not be deceived by Satan.
不再做个受迷惑的人。
Will not be deceived.
让基督的得胜成为圣徒跟教会的得胜。
And the Lord's victory will become the victory of church and saints.
让神的国度神的救恩国度能力和基督的权柄现在都来到。
May the salvation of Christ, the kingdom of God, and his glory came to church.
谢谢你。
Thanks the Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.